Thanks for joining us, John. Let's start with the game over the weekend, 4-all against Kingston. When you were down 4-2, what were your thoughts during the game and of the comeback in general?
Yeah, look, we started off extremely slow and we got punished for that. We conceded a couple of goals, which is very childish-like. Second half, much better reaction. We can, we scored a couple, could have had a fifth, and then they have, they were unlucky not to get a penalty decision, which was a penalty, and on top of that, they hit the post in the last second. So, it was a crazy game, and could have gone either way. But we've got to be better than that, especially in the start of the game, where you're down 2-0 in the first 20 minutes. It's an uphill battle after that.
John, it's Athos here, and of course, playing on the Friday means that you guys get the weekend to, resettle and all that. Have you seen the players over the weekend to see how they're tracking and how they've pulled up?
Yeah. We had Saturday. We had a recovery session, and we went through analysed Wellington, and today we've come in to see how we'll set up for tomorrow's game. It was a very light session, and I've seen all the boys were I believe were professional enough and to sort of look after themselves over the weekend, not do anything silly, and get ready for a big game tomorrow.
John, it's Nick here, and obviously you guys have got a bit of a trend in the FFA Cup of being one of the best performing state league sides and heading into another FFA Cup journey. What's it like being one of the obviously those state league teams that really perform quite well in this competition? Have you got that sort of trend that you look to try and keep up? Is it hard to keep it up, obviously having made a semi-final in the past?
Yeah, look, it's not easy to keep that up. I mean, you're talking about players who are, more or less amateurs, and you're trying to... We've brought 9 new players here this year, so I've tried to, explain to them what it means to be a Bentley Greens and be part of this FFA Cup and what we've created over the past 4 or 5 years of the FFA Cup. So the good thing is that the boys who have come in have embraced it, understand where they're at, and they've got to be thinking of the lines of it's a big club to come to and expect some success. And part of that success is doing well in the FFA Cup. So once you install the culture into them, everything else is quite easy.
We are, of course, speaking to Bentley Greens coach John Anastasiadis, whose side will come up against the Wellington Phoenix on Tuesday night. Now, John, drawing from previous experiences in the FA Cup, are there key elements that you have learned from the previous campaigns that you've utilised this time round?
Absolutely. You always learn from every game you've played, especially against the A-League club, more or less, that we've learnt a lot from them. And, if you make mistakes against an A-League club, you'll get punished. They don't need much for that to happen. So we've certainly got to be very careful. And, if I take last year's game against West Sydney Wanderers, where, we were probably on top of them the first 15, 20 minutes, and then they had a free kick outside the box. And instead of us setting up quickly, we were looking at the stars, and by the time we knew the ball was in the back of the net, and then it was uphill battle after that. So we've got to be better than that, and we know that, and you learn from that. So there's no doubt that the past games we've played against A-League clubs have learned a lot, and I think the major fact is you tend to get punished for your mistakes against better opposition.
John, it's Josh here again, and your opposition tomorrow night in Wellington a bit of an unknown coming into this game. Obviously they had a pretty ordinary season last time out in the A-League, but they've got a new coach, they've got some new players they've brought in. What are you expecting from them, and how did you go about scouting them, given that they've undergone so many changes over the off-season?
Yeah, look, a lot of people say, it's best time to get A-League clubs and this and that. Best time to get Wellington, they're all, they've got problems and whatnot, have you, but the biggest problem is, and the biggest fear I've got is that they've got a new coach. Players have come in, got some very good signings, 2 Polish players, a couple of other boys who've started their stuff in the A-League before with other clubs, so their experience is invaluable. They're going to go out and try to show their coach, that they're worth to start in this team. And there's no doubt their coach, you know, come from the NPL, so he wants to prove that, you know, coming from the NPL, coaches or players are worse to be in the A-League. And, you know, I congratulate Mark Rudin for actually coming from the NPL and, you know, seeing me into the A-League, and hopefully the A-League will give more NPL coaches a go. So there are traps there, hidden traps, so we've got to be very careful that we don't get thinking that, you know, we've already won the game, when that's exactly not the case. I think the boys know that this game's going to be an extremely difficult one, and we've got to be at our best.
And as we know, the Bentley Greens currently at the end of their regular season, whereas the Wellington Phoenix are yet to start their A-League season. John, in terms of the pre-season, is there more of an emphasis on the fitness and endurance side of football now that the FFA Cup has been a competition for the last few years?
Are you talking about the A-League clubs?
From your perspective.
Well, from my perspective, I think, because we're at the end of the season, more or less, for us, we've just tried to keep the players as fresh as possible, maintaining them throughout the past, you know, couple of months. You know, you don't have the hard sessions like you do at the start of the season, where you sort of get that fitness level up, get the K's in the legs. But at the moment, we're just, sort of maintaining them and more or less concentrating and working on structure and tactics. And that's what we've got to take into the game on Tuesday.
John, I believe, obviously, you guys have signed Nathan Coe quite recently, a former Melbourne Victory goalkeeper and someone who has performed quite admirably in Europe as well. How important has he been for some of the younger guys in the team, obviously, having sort of that senior experience in such a young bunch?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, Nathan's got so much experience that he's obviously helping out our goalkeepers, because our senior goalkeeper for sure, but he's also helping out the young keepers who are in the, you know, under 20s, under 18s. His experience has been sensational, and we've picked his brain a bit about, you know, what they do in big games and what they were doing in Europe, and, you know, all that sort of information has been relayed to the players. So, you know, they someone like that around a club is special, and it's fantastic to have him on board, and hopefully we get him for a couple more years. He's actually our second keeper, to be honest. So if our keeper goes down, we've got a fantastic backup.
Absolutely, John. And are there any injuries in the squad at the moment, or are you looking at a clean bill of health coming into this game?
No, clean bill of health. Well, thank God for that. And Brody Taylor won't be available because he's already cup-tied.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Sets you in good stead for this one. What will you be sending the players out to focus on? Is it just to play your own game, the normal game, or is there a specific game plan that you've got in mind against this team?
Yeah, look, we've got something in a specific game plan, but we've got to execute it properly. If we do, it will work well. So we'll try that tonight and do some stuff on the board tonight, and then hopefully the boys can do the business tomorrow. We're not going to make it, you know, it's not complicated. It's just a slight tweak, because you don't want to complicate too much, give too much information to the players, because, you know, they lose focus after about 5 minutes, so you've got to be careful with that.
Definitely.
And, so, you know, we just want to give them a little bit of info, just enough to make sure that they're switched on come the first whistle tomorrow.
John, one final question before we let you go. Obviously, winning 10 out of your 12 games at home this year at Kingston Heath, how important is that heading into a game like this against an A-League opposition? Does that give you a bit of extra weight, a bit of extra confidence, considering how well you've defended your home paddock this year?
Yeah, look, I've always been an advocate of a team at home trying to win as many games as possible and having a strong fortress at home. So we've tried to do that this year. We've been successful apart from the two games we've lost against South Melbourne and Port Melbourne, games we shouldn't have lost, but nevertheless we did. We tend to know our game, obviously our ground much better. It's a big ground and it suits us to our game style. So there's no doubt that it can play an advantage. But, you know, in football today, we know that teams are professional, so they're geared up for things like this. So, you know, make no mistake that Wellington done their homework on us quite a few times, but we'll be ready for everything that comes at us.
Well, John, thank you so much for joining us here on FNR Football Nation Radio. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck for tomorrow night's game.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank you very much.